RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news followed by news across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Distributing land certificates to Jabodetabek citizens, President Joko Widodo does not want longer land certificate process. President Joko Widodo asked not to exaggerate Indonesian flag printing error. Batu is an example city of harmony in diversity. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo submitted land certificate to a number of residents from Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi or Jabodetabek. On Sunday in Jakarta, a total of 7,486 people were present to receive the certificates of the total 7,500 certificates distributed. In his speech, the president said he had asked the Ministry of Agrarian and Special Planning to complete the land certification to the people of Jabodetabek area as soon as possible. According to him, the government will provide support to the land certification program to be able to be completed according to the targets, including by increasing the number of existing landowners. The president emphasized that in the future, land certificate management will not take longer time so that the asset restructuring program can run according to the target.
Itu problem yang harus kita selesaikan. Saya sudah minta ke Pak Menteri BPN.
That's a problem we have to solve. I have asked the Minister of Agrarian and Special Planning, conveying to me that there are still a few surveyors. They should not be civil servants. Use outsourcing instead to accelerate the process. We can use all methods so that the people will have their land certificates on their lands. Meanwhile, Minister of Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning of the National Land Agency, Sofian Jalil, said that now the government has added as many as 4,400 land surveyors who will be assisted in accelerating the land certification process to the community. Sofian Jalil said that until now there have been only 80.98% of the land in Jakarta with certificates. He targets all the land in Jakarta will be certified in 2018. President Joko Widodo responded to the Indonesian flag printing error incident by Kuala Lumpur SEA Games Organizing Committee 2017. The president expressed his regret and asked the Malaysian government as the host to submit an official apology. According to the president, the protest concerns the nationalist pride of the Indonesian nation. Nevertheless, President Joko Widodo said the incident should not to be exaggerated.
Kita sangat menyesalkan kejadian seperti itu.
We deeply regret such an incident, but do not exaggerate it. We are waiting for an apology from the Malaysian government in this regard because this concerns a nationalism pride of the Indonesian nation. We'd better wait for an official apology from the Malaysian government. Meanwhile, SEA Games Kuala Lumpur 2017 Organizing Committee has issued an official statement as well as an apology to the Indonesian flag printing errors during the opening ceremony of SEA Games 2017 at Bukit Jalil Stadium, Malaysia, Saturday, August the 19th, a number of visitors, especially from Indonesia, who received the guidebook, were surprised the red and white flag is printed upside down so that it becomes the color of the Polish flag. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport Imam Nahrawi uploaded the incident via social media. The local Malaysian committee issued an official apology. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla encourages sports industries to contribute to support the 2018 Asian Games. It was disclosed by Yusuf Kalla Saturday after inaugurating GOIFEX Indonesia Fitness and Health Expo 2017 in Jakarta. Vice President Yusuf Kalla, who is also chairman of the 2018 Asian Games Steering Board, officiated the 2017 International Sport Fitness and Health Expo or GOIFEX exhibition, which is part of the preparations for the 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia, in Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra. In his speech, Vice President Yusuf Kalla encouraged sports industry to support in sponsoring various sport activities in the country, including the Asian Games 2018, which needs sponsors to support the success of this four-yearly event.
Jadi agar turut serta, jadi bukan hanya.
So sports industry should participate instead of just waiting. So the roles of Indonesian Chamber of Commerce are very important because entrepreneurs sponsor the sports events. The success of the sport, the success of the Asian Games is the success of the industry as well. Only then can we be proud as a nation if it can be done as well as we can. Once again, thank you, and I open this expo. Asian Games GOIFEX Expo 2017 is part of the 2018 Asian Games kickoff event. The expo features exhibitions of renowned sports and fitness industry, as well as various sports activities promoting the 2018 Asian Games event. GOIFEX 2017 is held on August the 18th until 20th at Assembly and Plenary Hall of Jakarta Convention Center, Jakarta. GOIFEX 2017 is also means of socialization that Indonesia in 2018 will have two major international sports events, namely Asian Games 2018 and Asian Paralympic Games 2018. The life of people in Batu City in East Java is one example of how harmony in diversity works well. Therefore, Batu City was chosen as the host of the ASEAN Student Week 2017 theme Harmony in Diversity on Saturday, August the 19th. This was conveyed by the Chief Executive Officer of the 50th anniversary of ASEAN of Brawijaya University Malang, Yusli Effendi, in his speech in Batu on Saturday night, August the 19th. The workshop teaches us how to live in diversity, and Batu is the right city for it. In Batu City, you can find places of worship of various religions, and that is what we want to achieve in this ASEAN anniversary. So we say that our goal is embracing ASEAN diversity, embracing ASEAN community, harmonizing diversity, recognizing the diversity of ASEAN, and realizing it in Batu is the right place for it. In addition, Yusli also expressed his gratitude to Batu City Administration, who has warmly welcomed all participants of ASEAN Student Week 2017. After organizing ASEAN Student Week 2017 on Saturday, August the 19th, International Relations Program Faculty of Social and Political Sciences, Brawijaya University Malang, East Java, will hold an international conference on August the 22nd and 23rd to celebrate the 50th anniversary of ASEAN. That was stated by Vice Chairman of the 50th anniversary of ASEAN Brawijaya University, Meli Noviriani, on the sidelines of the ASEAN Student Week 2017 in Batu, East Java.
Jadi untuk perayaan 50 tahun ASEAN itu UB bekerja sama dengan.
So to celebrate the 50th anniversary of ASEAN Brawijaya University in cooperation with the Indonesian Foreign Ministry, precisely with the permanent mission of the Indonesia for ASEAN and Directorate of ASEAN Cooperation, organize an international conference and ASEAN Student Week. The peak of the event is the international conference on 22nd to 23rd of August. It is a forum for academics and researchers on ASEAN, and the theme is embracing ASEAN community, harmonizing diversity.
Melly added that there are 50 participants who will present their paper in the international conference. In addition, speakers from practitioners such as government, NGOs, as well as academicians will also take part in the conference. To celebrate the 50th anniversary of ASEAN, International Relations Program Faculty of Social and Political Sciences, Brawijaya University, will hold ASEAN International Conference on August the 22nd and 23rd. One of the objectives of the conference is to reflect on the performance of ASEAN over the years. This was stated by Vice Chairman of the commemoration of the ASEAN's 50th anniversary of Brawijaya University, Melly Noviriani, on the sidelines of the Student Weeks in Batu East Java.
Melalui forum-forum akademik seperti yang
through the academic forums such as International Conference and ASEAN Student Week, especially the International Conference, we actually want to reflect the performance of ASEAN over these years, how the cooperation among ASEAN countries could reach the lowest level, and to find out whether we have awareness. Melly added that the conference will involve various speakers such as from government, NGO, and academicians. Last item. Celebrating Wood Day of Orang Utans, commemorated every August the 19th, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry of Indonesia is committed to protecting the forest areas where orang utans and other protected species live. Orang utan is an endemic species of Indonesia which is generally divided into two species, namely Pongo pygmaeus, spread over Kalimantan Island, and Pongo abeli, alias Sumatran orang utans. Land fires that are repeatedly burned some areas of Sumatra and Kalimantan have threatened orang utans that are currently endangered. The impact is not only they lost their habitat, but also the food stock is reducing. The Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, in her written statement received by Radio Republik Indonesia on Saturday, August the 19th, said that all stakeholders must cooperate with each other to realize the sustainable forest and preserve biodiversity. The minister also reminded all stakeholders that forests are an invaluable asset, not only for Indonesia, but also for mankind. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Distributing land certificates to Jabodetabek citizens, President Joko Widodo does not want longer land certificate process. President Joko Widodo asked not to exaggerate Indonesian flag printing error. Batu is an example city of harmony and diversity. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS Building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start from August the 20th, 1968, Warsaw Pact forces entered Prague. On August the 20th, 1968, the troops of the Soviet-led Warsaw Pact of Defense entered Prague, the capital of Czechoslovakia, and the communist rulers resumed their presence in the country. Previously, due to popular aversion to communist rule, Alexander Dubček, a moderate figure from Czechoslovakia, who became prime minister of this country, gave limited freedom to his people. The action of the prime minister raised the concerns of Soviet leaders. That is why the military action by member countries of the Warsaw Pact was carried out. The Soviet army then occupied the country while repressing the people. Alexander Dubček was removed, and the Czechoslovak freedom movement known as the Prague Spring was totally paralyzed. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, Czechoslovakia split into two countries, namely Czecho and Slovakia. Turning to August 20, 2003, Suramadu Bridge is inaugurated. Suramadu Bridge is a bridge across the Madura Strait connecting the island of Java and the island of Madura. With a length of 5,438 meters, this bridge is the longest bridge in Indonesia today. Suramadu Bridge consists of three parts: a flyover, a connecting bridge, and a major bridge. This bridge was officially opened by President Megawati Sukarnoputri on August 20, 2003, and inaugurated by President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono on June 10, 2009. The construction of this bridge is intended to accelerate development on Madura Island, which is relatively behind compared to other areas in East Java province. Estimated cost of this bridge construction is 4.5 trillion rupiah. Let's conclude with August 20, 2008, the Span Air JK5022 flight accident. Span Air flight JK5022 crashed on a short-haul flight from Madrid's Barajas Airport to Gran Canaria Airport in Gran Canaria, Spain on August 20, 2008. The aircraft transported 172 people, 162 passengers, 4 passive crew members, and 6 cabin crew. The accident was the biggest air disaster in Western Europe since the 1988 Lockerbie bombing, with 153 people dead on the spot and 7 people on the way to the hospital. The aircraft suffered a fire in its left engine and crashed near the runway, split in two, and exploded by several successive explosions. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with this week's spotlight entitled To Build Indonesia, Need Unity and Togetherness. The need for unity and togetherness of all people of Indonesia in building the nation has come under the spotlight of various parties in the 72nd anniversary of the country's independence this year. Indonesia's progress can only be realized by working together. At the State Palace, the message of unity and togetherness is delivered with a celebration which is different from the usual. If in previous years or previous commemorations, people mostly wore formal attire, this time vibrant colors of traditional clothes from various regions became the dress code. A day earlier, the president also dressed in Bugis customs when giving a state address in the opening of the plenary session of the People's Consultative Assembly. In his speech, President Joko Widodo stressed the importance of maintaining unity in order to face the challenges of the nation in the future. In the state ceremony on Thursday, August 17th, present the presidents of Indonesia from three previous periods, among others the third president of Indonesia, B.J. Habibie, wearing Bugis traditional clothes, the fifth president, Megawati Sukarnoputri, wearing Javanese gold kebaya clothes, and the sixth president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, dressed in traditional customs from Palembang, South Sumatra. Chairman of Muhammadiyah Islamic Organization, Anwar Abbas, agreed the need for togetherness. According to Anwar Abbas, only with a sense of togetherness and unity that the nation of Indonesia can make progress. He added that it must be maintained by the government and must also be demonstrated by the creation of social justice. He said the instrument of unity itself is by prioritizing deliberation, while the chairman of the board of Nahdlatul Ulama, Marsudi Syuhud, said not only the development must be done together, but also be enjoyed together. Marsudi saw that Joko Widodo's current government should strengthen the unity of all elements of the nation and no Indonesian people feel marginalized. In addition, Marsudi said, Muslims in Indonesia should also sit together in solving various problems that exist so that the majority of Muslims in Indonesia are not divided. Because, according to him, the nation's independence was built on the basis of brotherhood among the people of Indonesia and also by the sense of brotherhood of Indonesian Muslims. Meanwhile, Chairman of Parisada Budi Dharma, Suhadi, said, "Togetherness is built not only among fellow communities but also the government. To realize the togetherness, to build the nation," Suhadi said, "the government and people of Indonesia should lead to the same ideals of social justice for all Indonesian people." Chairman of the Fellowship of Indonesian Churches, Albertus Pati, also stressed that the people should help the government carry out development. Nevertheless, the government must also hear the needs of the people. He said, "In this current independence, it must be checked which people are not really free, either from poverty or injustice." Well, that was Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, Jakarta, with news in brief. President Joko Widodo submitted land certificate to a number of residents from Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi Sunday in Jakarta. President Joko Widodo responded to the Indonesian flag printing error incident by Kuala Lumpur SEA Games Organizing Committee 2017. He expressed his regret and asked the Malaysian government as the host to submit an official apology. However, he said not to exaggerate that printing error. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla encourages sports industries to contribute to support the 2018 Asian Games. The life of people in Batu City, East Java is one example of how harmony and diversity works well. After organizing ASEAN Student Week 2017 on Saturday, August the 19th, International Relations Programs Faculty of Social Political Sciences Brawijaya University in Malang, East Java, will hold an international conference on August the 22nd to 23rd. Celebrating World Day of Orang Utans, commemorated every August the 19th, the Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry is committed to protecting the forest areas where orang utans and other protected species live. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, culture and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will take you to Yogyakarta to sample kipo, a typical culinary from the region. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Kota Gede in Yogyakarta is one of the province's tourism assets. The unique local culture character, the thick customs, and the high culinary variety of Kota Gede are some of Yogyakarta's specialties. One of the latter, which is quite popular and has a distinctive flavor, is kipo. For the people of Yogyakarta, kipo, of course, is already familiar. Interestingly, the word kipo actually comes from the Javanese language, iki opo, which in Indonesian means "what is this?" The one who first gave the name to the food set in 1964 at the start of his business, he did not yet know what it should be called. At that time, buyers came and asked in Japanese, "Iki opo?" or "what is this?" He then decided to name it Kipo, which is short for "iki opo." Kipo is actually traditional cake that usually sold in traditional market. The process of making it is very simple. First, you prepare some glutinous rice flour dough mixture with traditional green coloring, put some coconut milk and a little salt. This green color comes from suji leaves. Then, for the dumplings, prepare some grated coconut mixed with brown sugar made of coconut drops. This mixture is called enten-enten. After that, the dough is of glutinous flour is spread and folded, filled with enten-enten and placed on a frying pan made of clay. Before being heated, put some banana leaves on the pan. Then 5 to 8 kipos are put lengthwise and roasted for 2 until 3 minutes. To produce a good kipo, you must turn it evenly until cooked. The fragrance coming from the juice of suji leaves, coconut, sugar, and banana leaves is really feels unique. That was Indonesian Wonder, which introduced Kipo, a traditional culinary from Kota Gede, Yogyakarta. We meet again tomorrow with the same segment. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hey, listener of our web service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, meet again with me, Alika, in Miscellany. Today's edition, I will inform you about Indonesian students who create alternative cod liver oil. Stay tuned. Cod liver oil, which contains omega-3 and essential fatty acid, are necessary for human's health. However, these are not produced naturally by the body. Among the benefits of cod liver oil is to relieve coronary artery disease, prevent blood vessel blockage, reduce the risk of miscarriage for women, and many more. Cod liver oil can be obtained by eating fish directly or in the form of supplement. This supplement can be made from food waste such as tofu and cassava. The supplement making process has been done by 5 students of University of Indonesia by turning tofu and cassava waste or onggok into nutritious capsule containing AA, DHA, and EPA called Aspergi-Omega.
One of the students who created the supplement, Ardita Rizky Putri Archangi, said that their research has advantages such as the fatty acid relatively short producing time and the cheaper prices than common so-called slaver oil. According to Ardita, through their research, the team could analyze carbon composition based on the raw material of tofu and cassava waste or ongok to produce unsaturated fatty acid consisting of AA, DHA and EPA to increase the nutrition of Indonesians. This research also aims to reduce malnutrition in Indonesia and support Indonesian sustainable development goals. Ongok is a byproduct of cassava processing industries such as tapioca or starch and others, while tofu waste is obtained from the waste of the tofu production. Both food waste are successfully processed into a useful product through research stages under the guidance of lecturer of Faculty of Engineering, University of Indonesia, Insinyur Rita Arbianti, MSE, at the university's laboratory. The research results are being proposed for the Students' Creativity Program of the Ministry of Research, Technology and Higher Education, which will advance in the final round at the end of August 2017. Ardita and her team stated that the benefits for this product include safety food grade to eat, relatively cheaper and contains excellent nutrition for the development of muscle, brain, eye nerves and good for child development. Asparagus omega is expected to be realized in the form of nutritional capsules like common salt called liver oil in the market. It can support government's effort in the Sustainable Development Goals Program and the development of sources of saturated fatty acids as a source of nutrition. Well, listener, it was miscellany for today's edition. We will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye!
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Riaz Ahmad Khan in Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast at 14:30 to 15 UTC on July 31st, 2017. He sent his email through Facebook fan page. In his email, Mr. Riaz Ahmad said that he listened to the interview of Ambassador of Morocco. According to Mr. Riaz Ahmad, the interview is very informative. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad. Thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on Voice of Indonesia broadcast. We always try to give the best information to our listeners, especially on relation between Indonesia and neighboring countries. So, Mr. Riaz Ahmad, keep listening to our broadcast. We are looking forward to receiving your email and reception report. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Aku bermimpi.
Listener, now we will replay a letter from Mr. Baikan Hazarika in India. He was listened to our broadcast in English program through frequency 9525 kHz at 3027 UTC on August 14, 2017, and the SIN code was 44343. At the time, Mr. Baikan Hazarika listened to our segment Indonesian Wonder with the topic Pombo Island. Hello, Mr. Baikan Hazarika. Thank you very much for tuning in on our radio, and thank you for your compliment. Every day we present a segment Indonesian Wonder from various regions of Indonesia where we tell about the beauty of Indonesian nature. Who knows, if you visit Indonesia, at least you have a plan where you want to go. As your request, we will send our KSL card to your home immediately. Please be patient to wait for it. Well, Mr. Baikan Hazarika, keep listening to our broadcast, and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you.
Terbitnya surya tak kau hiraukan, sementara aku selalu menunggunya. Cahaya senja selalu ku rindukan, namun kau tak peduli. Mungkin berhenti memaksakan hati kita yang tak pernah kan seirama. Bila aku malam tetap dalam gelap, bila engkau pagi tetap dalam terangnya mentari. Itulah kau dan aku. Cahaya senja selalu ku rindukan, namun kau tak peduli. Mungkin ini saatnya berhenti memaksa yang tak pernahkan seirama. Bila aku melang tetap dalam
are still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from Deba Kamal Hazarik, also from India. He was listening to our radio through frequency 9525 kHz on August 13, 2017 at 1338 UTC with the SINPO 44343. In his email, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika said that he listened to English program in the segment Listener's Mailbag. Hello, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika. Nice to know you that you heard our broadcast and sent your email in detail. You can fulfill your dream to visit Indonesia because every year, Voice of Indonesia holds international quiz where the lucky winners will be invited to visit Indonesia and see the beauty of Indonesian nature by themselves. If you monitor our radio regularly, we believe that you will participate in the quiz. Don't be disappointed, you can still participate in the quiz next year. As your request, we will send our KSL card to your address as soon as possible. Please be patient to wait for it. Thank you. So please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your reception report. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Ku siap mati untukmu, kamu tak pernah menganggap aku hidup. Dulu saat semua ingin ku pertaruhkan, kamu tak pernah percaya cinta sejatiku. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau fikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati. Coba kau fikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati.
Before we sign off our listeners' mailbag segment, we want to replay an email from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Kalab Abbas conveyed 70 Happy Independence Day of Pakistan. Pakistan-Indonesia relationship is particularly special, founded on common mutual religious outlook. Hello, Mr. Kalab Abbas, how are you? Thank you for sending your email to our broadcast after long time not receiving your email. Hopefully, you will always tune in Voice of Indonesia. Thank you, and we are looking forward to receiving your next email, including your reception report. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception report on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter, VOI Indonesia, @VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRI's building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Seperti terpanas marah.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.